Amid a sea of job seekers and potential employers, Angela Rogers sits alone at a table at a job fair in Nashua. She's filling out another application. Rogers is a 35-year-old single mother and had been working in childcare, but like many, lost her job at the start of the recession.
There was a huge decline in jobs in general, and so all the parents were pulling their kids out, and there was no need for me anymore. I've been looking for a job for a little while now. I just graduated with a bachelor's degree, so I'm ready to get out there and find the real job.
Instead of spending the last 5 years pounding the pavement and flooding a thin job market with hundreds of resumes, she says school seemed like the best option.
I was like, this is my sign. I need to go back to school. And I just started with the idea that I was going to take a couple classes and see how it went. And next thing I knew, I was graduating. And I was like, oh my God, I have a bachelor's degree. What am I going to do with it?
She got that degree in psychology from the University of New Hampshire at Manchester after spending the first 2 years at Nashua Community College. She racked up about $40,000 in student loan debt in the process. Dan Reagan, Associate Dean of Academic Affairs at UNH Manchester, says she was far from alone.
They look to education as an economic ladder to a better opportunity and a chance to wait out the recession. And so we do see a rise in enrollments.
He goes through a spreadsheet of the school's enrollment data, showing it peaked in 2009 and 2010, around the same time the state's unemployment rate was at its highest, hovering around 6.5%. The school's enrollment has since come back down to pre-recession numbers. Reagan says programs like biological science and computer information burgeoned during those years.
Students are responding to that. They're recognizing that they're, you know, the jobs are in science and technology in New Hampshire, and that's where they're aiming.
He says going back to school during the recession was certainly a wise investment for many students. But
probably not the best idea to think, I'll go back to school and take some courses while I'm waiting for things to get better. You want a better sense of why you're taking the courses and what you're pursuing.
And that's what many say was different about this recession. While going back to school in hard times is nothing new, with the cost of higher education skyrocketing, there was a lot more to consider this time around.
It's a lot of time, it's a lot of effort, it's a lot of money, and it's certainly not the guarantee it used to be.
Bill Ryan is a career coach in Concord. Given the prohibitive cost, he says he advised his clients, and still advises them, to think carefully about returning to school before taking on massive loans.
Going back to school needs to be a means to an end. Now, I know that the end is get a job, but I take and push people a little farther than that into exactly how is this fitting into a career plan.
Not all higher education institutions experienced a spike. The main campus of UNH in Durham saw its enrollment stay roughly the same through the recession. And the UNH School of Law, formerly the Franklin Pierce Law Center, has actually seen its enrollment decline over the past few years. It could be the cost factor that explains why the real surge was in the state's community college system. Enrollment in New Hampshire's community colleges jumped from roughly 23,500 students in 2007 to just more than 27,000 students in 2010. Community colleges across the nation saw similar spikes. At Lakes Region Community College in Laconia, enrollment jumped by 9% from 2009 to 2010. And hands-on skill programs like electrical and automotive saw the most growth.
So if you hit the impact wrench, if you put a flat spot.
Vice President for Academic Affairs, Tom Goulet, says people affected by the recession were looking for programs that provided a tangible skill set they could offer to employers.
Because people are keeping their cars longer now, there's more of a demand for repair services. It really is one of those recession-proof careers.
And then there were people like Nick Travellini. He graduated from UNH in 2007 with a bachelor's degree in communications.
I got a job as the manager of media relations for Nashua Pride, a professional baseball team.
A year later, he was out of work. He tried working in retail, hated it, so he went back to school again. This time studying information technology at the New Hampshire Technical Institute in Concord.
The cost was very affordable, where I could attend classes, go to work, and be able to afford both.
He's now working for a technology company in Bedford. And as for Angela Rogers, who was looking for a job in Nashua, there's good news. A month later, she's getting ready for her first day of work.
It feels awesome. It feels awesome. I'm excited to be out in the real world and be a big girl now. The job is an employment specialist working with homeless veterans through Harbor Homes.
And she's still planning for her future. She hopes one day to be a guidance counselor at an elementary school, but she knows that would require a master's degree. So now Rogers has to decide once again whether going back to school is truly a worthy investment. For NHPR News, I'm Michael Brinley.